Go ahead.
What are you interested in?
Well, Chief, I mean, it's done. Obviously, not everyone agrees with how it's going to work, but I take it you're pleased. You feel there's not going to be any glitches in here?
Well, you know, it is a policy that was born from compromise. I mean, there are very different views about the use and the availability of evidence, in this case, body-worn video. So we crafted a policy that met national standards and national suggestions as created by the Department of Justice. We met one that's consistent with some of the major departments that are using it. I think it's a good policy. We'll review it after the cameras are rolled out. If it needs to be adjusted, we can make adjustments.
Are the city attorney and the district attorney going to be part of that, maybe if not formally, informally offering you advice with any changes that may have to be
absolutely.
Made?
Absolutely, because remember, the district attorney and the city attorney will be the recipients of untold numbers of body-worn videos in conjunction with arrests. So we will not only hear from them on that piece of it, but also on any prosecutions of police officers that may occur.
Transparency is a word that everybody likes to use these days. Are you satisfied that this promotes transparency, especially with the issue of releasing video to the public?
Well, again, that has to be a compromise. You know, everybody wants transparency until they are the one that is involved. We are meeting people in their homes on the worst day of their lives, oftentimes, and to make that video available to the general public, I think violates the trust that we have with the people of Los Angeles. You know, I think we've set a policy for the video that recognizes the law, recognizes the needs of the city, but also recognizes the unique nature of the LAPD. I mean, the Los Angeles Police Department has an exhaustive use of force investigation process that culminates by the review of five civilians appointed by the mayor. The chief of police maintains the process on the way to that, but members of the public review all videos, and that's our police commission.
Do you envision a flood of Freedom of Information Act requests related to body cam videos somewhere down the line, or is this something that's going to have to be looked at and possibly tweaked?
Well, I have great faith in the media, and I'm sure that we will have a flood of Freedom of Information requests, and we will address each and every one of them independently. But as a general rule, you know, I would encourage people to remember that this is evidence in criminal prosecutions many times, and evidence in criminal prosecutions has to be guarded to protect the process. You know, there is a time for its use in court, and we want the district attorney and the city attorney to be able to do that.
Can you talk a little more about the blue alert still going on here and people monitoring closely Baltimore?
Well, you know, I think that the blue alert has been slightly misinterpreted. Earlier this weekend, we became aware of communications from ISIL that called for the targeting of law enforcement or members of the armed forces. Because of that, we put people into two-person configurations in their cars. When the Baltimore blue alert came out, that was already happening. We just continued it. This is something I review and take stock of every day. And, you know, I think given the tenor in the national scheme, I think it's a wise thing to do right now. But we won't do it forever. I will remind everybody that this is not a dramatic shift from the way the Los Angeles Police Department already deploys. We are primarily a two-person unit police department. You know, I think some things were sometimes it was we were shown in context of the Sheriff's Department. They're primarily a one-person patrol unit law enforcement entity. And so it's a bigger shift for them. For me, it's a small shift.
Chief, you have to get on the news conference. There's a misunderstanding. If I may,
one more guy. Sorry, I got to get him up. 12:30.
I didn't hear.
Chief, going back to the video issue, not to beat a dead horse here, but for months leading up to this process, you said that the body camera footage, your intention was to only release it during a criminal or civil court proceeding. Today, you did say though that that's not to say that while generally you didn't plan on releasing it, like you do with all video, that that's not to say that you would never do it. Are you changing your mind here or opening the door for a possibility that the public may see some of this footage someday outside of a courtroom?
You know, I think that I've always been clear, you know, as a general rule, and when asked specifically about videos that already exist, I've said no, that there's no intent on releasing those. But that's not to say that that would never happen. You know, I can certainly envision times in the past where video would have been valuable for release. You know, I know that when we were talking about on-body cameras, and I was the chief of detectives, we talked about Devin Brown and the value that that video might have provided. So, you know, it's not that I've never said that, it would depend on the situation. It would take, you know, you got to remember, my job and my goal is to protect the process as it exists within the criminal justice system, and I try to do that. It would take extreme circumstances to have me move beyond that protection.
Thank you, guys. You've got to get them upstairs.
They found that 80% in these car crashes in 2014, that 80% were the fault of LAPD officers in particular because of unsafe speeds and unsafe turns.
Well, you know, that of course was investigation of Code 3 response, and we look at all of that. We look at each and every one of those circumstances. You know, we try to make sure that officers drive appropriately. Code 3 operation is one of the most dangerous things we do. You know, especially in high traffic situations. You know, my employees are very desirous of getting to locations to help the public. We have to temper that with their need to get there safe.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.